You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Good morning, Truth Nation. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. It is 8:02 a.m. Central Standard Time, November the 19th. And we are just about ready to start eating our turkey, getting ready for Thanksgiving. But in the meantime, between time, before break, during our first hour, we were dissecting the most recent allegations that have been made against Representative, well, now Attorney General nominee Matt Gaetz, who served in Congress as a representative Republican out of the state of Florida. Telly, it boils down to this. If sexual misconduct allegations, it's Tuesday for Trump.
That's nothing.
It's Tuesday. Like, we're not even worried. And quite frankly, the House Ethics Committee and the Department of Justice that is currently under a Democratic president that is investigating these allegations as it relates to sex trafficking laws and obstructing justice. Telly, it's like a rerun. We've seen this episode, especially for the past 2 years, with the highest person in office, the highest position in the state of the union, the United States of America, who just got reelected. Why should we even be entertaining, even though he would be a very high position individual overseeing the Justice Department of this country? Why are we even concerned about this? Because at the end of the day, we know what the outcome is going to be.
Yeah, because here's the thing. You're so right when you reference this red house that he's stepping into. So you're getting pushback from all of these Republicans from him, but these are the same ones that wanted Trump back. So you don't think Trump could just call, hey, you know, I got a job for you too, but we need to get Gaetz in there. We need to do that. And why is it important? Because this is the same person that has talked about dismantling the FBI, dismantling the Department of Justice, all the things, like you said, that will protect Donald Trump from never having to face trials or impeachments ever again. And that's who you surround yourself with. We call it, you know, homies and posse. And, you know, if we want to be politically correct, his loyalist. But at the end of the day, they his homies and they are part of his crew.
And he, you know, he's very intimidating, too. Like, he's going to make sure that he's like, look, y'all got some skeletons in y'all's closet, too. So you better be Team Trump, because if you even think about getting a little froggy.
Yeah.
But I got some things in my back pocket, too.
But what's so funny to me is people tend to forget that how many, you know, cabinet members and chiefs of staffs and everybody that he went through the first time. He was firing somebody every other week. So, yes, you could be excited about this job, but as soon as you do something that he doesn't like, he's going to fire you, or even worse, allow some insurrectionists to try and come and hang you. You saw how he treated Pence when Pence didn't do what he wanted him to do. He was like, he'd be like, oh, you'll
attack.
Be fine.
Well, on January 6th, he was like, attack, yeah. Go get Pelosi, go get Pence, go get him, go.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's, to me, these type of headlines, it's not even breaking news. It's not even a headline. We, as Americans, have witnessed that if you are an older, straight, white man who was a Republican, you could pretty much get away with literally any and every crime.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's nothing that we could do about it.
I would truly like to hear from black Trump supporters and their thoughts about this administration.
Oh, they've been quiet. They've been real quiet.
I would love to know what their thoughts are about this administration, because so far you don't have any black jobs, clearly. And the ones that were stepping up to him, wasn't there a guy named, my memory this early in the morning is hard sometimes, DT. I think his name was Tim Scott, that went on stage and say, "I love you." Didn't he say that?
He did.
I thought I was just making that
up. See the position they gave him? They gave him some old crusty made up. He oversees the fundraising, I think, for the Republican Senate.
That's the job they gave? I didn't even know they gave him one yet.
It's NRSC. And it's funny because Dr. Ken and I were having this conversation on Sunday, because we do a truth segment on WTMJ every Sunday night from 7 to 9 p.m. And I said, "You did all that kissing the ring, kissing a whole lot of things, Tim Scott. And that's how he felt about you." He didn't even put you on his cabinet. He didn't even put you, like, he's got a general Republican Party position. That's how he felt about you.
And again, DT, it's like you can't be shocked, because we've seen this before. After all, you had a brain surgeon over HUD.
There is not one black person. Not one.
Not a one.
Not one black person on his cabinet.
Yeah.
I
truly wanna hear from people that went out and casted their vote proudly for Trump.
I don't think that the black people that voted for Trump, I honestly, Telly, they don't care. They do not care whether there's representation in terms of decision making that's going to impact all Americans, including black people. I honestly, Telly, I just, they're good. They don't care. Now, for those who may be having some major anxiety, depression, frustration, whatever emotions that you may be feeling in the wake of this U.S. presidential election outcome, there is a cruise line. There is a cruise company that is inviting passengers, and I'm doing the air quotes, so this is exactly how they're promoting this trip. It's called Skip Forward. Skip Forward, where you can take a world voyage, travel all around the world on this cruise ship for 4 years. Now, the company is known as Villa V Residences. Villa V Residences, and it is offering travelers. This has got to be genius on their end, because there's going to be, look, truth be told, there's going to be a lot of folks that actually purchase this. So it's offering travelers a unique escape through its Tour La Vie program. And this will allow participants to join a global cruise lasting between 1 and 4 years. And you will basically board the Villa V Odyssey ship. And along with other travelers, you will explore over 400 destinations during a 3.5 year circumnavigation of the globe. Now, you can either get a 1 year escape. It's called 1 year escape from reality, or you could do the 4 year skip forward. And they're also offering flexibility for those who are seeking the long-term getaway, which is the 4 years. Prices start, take a guess, Telly, how much you think they starting off with? Now, remember, you're going to be on a cruise for at least a year, traveling around the world.
Mm.
Where are we starting at, price-wise?
Do they break it down for the year or monthly?
That's a great question. They do have payment options.
Okay.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
They did not list that, probably because, you know, they want to leave some room for negotiating.
Yeah. So I would say for a year, maybe about, they probably going to get about $25,000, $30,000 out of you, I would say, per year.
Well, prices start at less than $40,000 for the 4 year commitment. So if we do the math, and again, you know, I'm public school, so I'm Evansville Public School. I think that divide, carry the one. That's about 10 G's a year. That's 10 stacks a year.
Mm.
Which I think, honestly, Telly, when you think about, because once you get on that boat, everything's included.
You're right. Yeah.
Everything. So I
and
I'm thinking that's not a bad deal.
Not, and just think about the daily expenses you have. You don't have to buy gas. You're not driving anywhere. You're not, you know, your food is taken care of. Like all these expenses. I mean, because in a year, you spend more than $10,000.
Oh, absolutely.
Clearly.
Now, what's interesting is that people will sell their homes, to your point, so that they don't have double bills. Like,
mm-hmm.
But I know there's been some not so good outcomes of these cruise lines that offer all around the world trips for a year, 2 years, in this case, 4 years. Are y'all getting on the cruise? Me and Telly, we gonna go on this cruise, y'all. Y'all coming with us? 833-212-1017. If you want to escape the next 4 years, there is the cruise company Via V Odyssey that is inviting you to skip forward for 4 years. We come back, we want to hear from you. 833-212-1017. Are y'all getting on this boat or nah? We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
All right, Truth Nation, the award-winning 101.7 The Truth is the proud home of Milwaukee Panthers basketball. The Panthers look to get back in the win column tonight as they travel to Pittsburgh to take on the Duquesne Dukes. Scott Warris has the coverage starting at 5:30 p.m. on 101.7 The Truth and the Milwaukee Panthers Sports Network from Learfield. Tip-off is set for 6 o'clock. We've been talking about Trump's cabinet picks. The president-elect Donald Trump has selected his administration, basically, including representative out of Florida, Matt Gaetz, who is currently under investigation by the Department of Justice for allegations of having sex with a minor 17-year-old girl at a house party in Florida back in 2017. So Telly and I both were talking about this. This is a rerun. Like, we've seen this over and over again. America, the government, and the justice system have let us know what type of outcome, for lack of better words. Now, on our Truth Talking text line, Ray says, which is 833-212-1017. Ray says, Diddy goes to prison, can't get bail, but Matt Gaetz gets away. The caller says, Denise, sis, older white men and pretending to be straight white males, LOL. Craig says, the black people that voted for Trump, they don't care because they are still shucking and jiving and boot licking too. Well, I think we have a Trump supporter on the line, so perfect timing. Good morning, Al from Sherman Park. Thank you for holding. You were live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Okay, hey, I thought I'd call in because you want to know what maybe my opinion is as a Trump supporter. Did you have anything specific that you...
Yes, the specific question, Al, was, what do you think about these appointments and the lack of representation of any color so far? I think you know what we were asking, but please, go ahead.
Okay, so first of all, my point of view is, your skin color, your sexuality is not the end-all, be-all of a job, okay? I've taken that approach. Now, the only person I was like, what the heck? Matt Gaetz has offended Republicans in his own caucus, so I see people ready to sabotage him. First of all, I don't think he has the experience. I would probably, if Rudy Giuliani was younger, I'd probably put him in the role because he understands the U.S. District Attorney's Office, which you're going to be dealing with a lot in more complex arguments. Just because you have a law degree doesn't make you a specialist in all areas. Now, I do like that Trump has nominated some of his defense attorneys as deputies in the DOJ, but Matt Gaetz, go back to the drawing board. I don't think
so.
He's going to get through
it,
with...
Al from Sherman Park, does it matter that no black people were a part of his picks, Donald Trump's picks, for his administration, his cabinet?
What black people would you like to see in there?
I'm asking the questions, because I don't even like how you came in with the whole arrogant, what question do you have for me? What do you, are you bothered by the fact that he has no black people on his cabinet? That's the question. I speak one language.
No, not really. I guess the darkest person on his, well, I guess maybe not even on his cabinet.
He's not black. Vivek Ramaswamy is not black. No, he's not black.
Yeah,
but the other thing, Al, before, and I would love to get your response, and then we'll move on, but you said that with Gaetz, he doesn't have the experience. Exactly what experience do RFK have to be over HHS?
Okay, how many doctors do you know that have been in the role of HHS?
That's, okay, Al.
I'm so glad. Go ahead, Telly.
No, you said you glad he asked that. Go ahead, DC.
No, because with Al, I have to be factual. So I'm saying, just buy me some time, because I'm literally going to Google right now.
Okay.
But no problem.
Why don't you Google the last three or four that have been in that role and see how many have a doctor's degree?
What did he say?
See, the last three or four, if they have doctor's degree. But Al,
you know what? Actually, I'm not gonna Google anything, because Al, what I notice is that with people, I ask a question, you counter with the question, and that's not healthy dialogue. So again, are you not offended by the fact that there's no representation of black people, and you said no? So that's all I wanted to know.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for your call.
You've answered my question.
Yeah, thank you for your call. Okay, can we get another black Trump supporter that's actually going to tell us the answer to the question, as opposed to asking us a question in return?
Telly, I have to do this, okay, for comic relief. In order to not get frustrated, let me just make fun of what just happened. Yes, good morning. I heard there was a question for me. What's the question you have for me? Are you for real right now? Are you for real right now? Well, when you ask me a question, I will counter that with another question, because I don't have the answer to the question that you asked me. So in order to be condescending and make you feel less than, I'll respond with a question. Get out of here. It'd be your own people.
And what's so funny is, well, race and gender, you know, it really doesn't matter. That's all we were talking about during the campaign. A black woman going against a white man.
Like, did someone call me?
Yeah, gender and color doesn't matter. Your skin color. Okay. But
yes,
well,
and
skin color mattered, DT, when he wanted the black vote.
I'm sorry. I'm so busy. Did someone ask me to call in? And what is your question? I'm Al from Sherman Park. Get out of here. The caller, thank you for your patience. Woo, can't make this up, y'all. You are live with DT and Telly, the caller. What is your question or comment?
Well, one first comment, I'm ashamed being a resident of Sherman Park for the majority of my life. He does not typify. He's actually the opposite of everything that this wonderful, diverse neighborhood full of hardworking people is. And he did exactly what should I say? A follower would be too kind of a word, but I'll use that word. A follower of a man with 34 felonies would do. He said that the problem he has with Gaetz is that Gaetz offended other Republicans who might not certify him. And I tried to text it. I probably came too slow. I was hoping you guys would ask him. So you're not offended that this young man, that this old man was having sex with a 17-year-old and flying her across the country, but you're offended that he offends other Republicans. And does that not typify this incoming administration, y'all?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Because, like he said, he offended other Republicans. Like, Republicans are the only people that are walking around that matter. And what about offending everybody? So he's like, well, if he offended Republicans, that's a big deal. Like, really? Yeah, you're right, because there's been so much crazy stuff going on that it does take a lot to offend Republicans. So, yeah, I can see that.
Kelly, tune in to SNL next Saturday. It always gives great comic relief, like Jimmy Kimmel does every night, about these maniacs who are about to step into the White House. What Michael Che said on Weekend Update is, since y'all are going to elect a person with 34 felonies, y'all rapists, is president, I'm going to start listening to R. Kelly.
Yeah, I heard that joke. Go ahead.
It's that ridiculous. I just want to just close and saying it's that ridiculous. And basically the Ku Klux cabinet has been chosen. And, you know, we'll see how that works out for him.
That's a good one.
Not the Ku Klux cabinet. Hey, I'm caller, so weak.
You got to get on that boat, man. Yes, you got to get on that boat. Nicole, you getting on that boat.
No.
Kelly, why you being funny? After Al from Sherman? Look, the caller? Look, after the call from Al from Sherman Park, I'm ready when you are the caller. You ready to get on the boat? What about you, Kelly? I'm ready.
No, I just think what is your question? Black people getting on a boat in response to the Klan taking office. I've seen this movie before. It's called Amistad. I'll let y'all go.
Hey, what did the caller say? You got it. Hey, he's like, y'all go ahead.
Hey, let me tell you, DT. When you first brought up the story, I was just thinking, that idea did not come in one of those meetings. You know those emails you get, meeting on Wednesday morning? Like, I guarantee that idea came over some drinks. And they were like, man, what we going to do, man? Look, what you thinking? Man, you know, I think we should get on the boat, man. I think we should just leave.
You know what, though? The caller brings up a very, very valid point. Should black folks be getting on anybody's... Look, we got him. I'm doing the Kanye. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh, you thought? Yeah. Trump is like, okay, here's what we got to do.
They're going to fall for it. Watch.
They're going to fall for it. We got to get all these vulnerable, angry black people on this ship.
They're going to have you board in Miami, and that ship going to take you right up to D.C. and let you out. You're like, wait a minute, man.
And let you out, right. And look, the captain going to get on the PA. Yeah. Welcome
to New
America. You may experience some right now we're going to be serving some watermelon and some fried chicken because we got you, suckers.
Hey. And then we looking through our receipt like, and the kind, they ain't say nothing about that when we gave them that deposit.
Telly, you know how the cruise lines or the ships have like the nightclubs?
Yeah.
We going to go. And they're going to be like, I've been working so hard.
You're going to be hearing all these songs about labor. You're like, why do they keep talking about work?
Gotcha.
Man, we didn't think we'd get them again.
Y'all thought we were going to the Neverlands? We got a Neverland for you.
Right.
You will never, ever see America ever again. How about that for the Neverlands? And I got a cut for loose. Come on, Ricky.
That would be so bad.
Yeah, they like, come on the ship. We got something for y'all.
Man, yeah.
You know,
I don't
saying
know.
This like, out loud, Telly?
Say it. But I like, yeah. Say it, you're about to be on the ship for a year? Man.
Wait a minute, Telly, one more. How come Trump, the word Trump is on the ship? Yeah. Wait a minute. I thought it was Viva Lee Cruise Line. Why does it say Trump on this? Gotcha.
Gotcha. This is only Trump money you can spend. Like, man, why my dollar ain't going through in the machine?
As we getting on the boat, and I'm proud to be an American. Well, at least I know I'm free. We don't play none of that hip-hop music on this like, cruise line. Gotcha.
And then they'll be throwing in ad-libs. At least I know I'm free temporarily. You'll be like, what? Where'd that come from?
Jay, save me. You're live with DT and Telly. What you say?
Hey. Why'd y'all just take, both of y'all take a nice deep breath because y'all look like y'all was going to jump on through the phone on that guy because he didn't make no damn sense.
Man.
He made no sense because I know I can just see your face, DT, like, what the hell? But like we said, well, go ahead.
I was gonna say, Jay. Now look, I was over here laughing, tears coming down my face between me and Telly, and then you bring him up again. Look, the face just went back to neutral.
But anyway,
why are you killing my vibe, brother?
But I'm not trying to kill your vibe, but I can only imagine how your face looked. And Telly was already probably saying the same thing. But you know what? That's what you get. That, like I said before. Hey, the circus back in town, and here come the clowns. That's all I can. Because we tried, like I said, they tried to tell y'all what was going on with Latinos. Oh, he ain't going to do nothing. They already talking about mass deportations anyway. But I'm like, that's what you get. This is what you wanted. Mm-hmm. This is what you asked for. I mean, like, even in the Bible where it says Saul, I mean, Israel asked for a king. And God gave them what they want. Well, you know what? You got what you want.
Mm-hmm.
You got there what you is. Want. Hey. That's it. Y'all got what you wanted, so go ahead. I'm sorry.
So Jay, is it a no for you? You're not doing the cruise with me. Not that.
Even that you see in this Ku Klux cabinet being formed, you still?
No.
Jay said, but there's Trump on the boat. The Trump name is on the boat.
I'm not hopping on that ship. Because that ship ain't got that angle dock nowhere, but probably some place where they tell me to go to the plantation. No, thank you. I'm passing on that one. Okay, bro.
I'm like, where did I get this number when I got on?
All right, we got to go. We got to come back from break. We're going to continue hearing from you. Our Truth Talking text line, 833-212-1017. If you're not getting on the boat, how are you going to spend your next 4 years to keep your sanity? Let's hear from you. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth be told with DT and Telly. We'll be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Telly is a straight fool, y'all.
Fighting off these gnats, but
during the break, we were talking about the cruise company Villa V Residencies. They're inviting passengers to skip forward the next 4 years. If you are not feeling the outcomes of this recent general election, you too can get on a cruise and travel the world. Now, at first, I ain't gonna lie, tell you, I was like, that sounds kind of interesting. But Jay was like, y'all go ahead, Negroes, and get on that boat. And so during the break, Telly and I were kind of thinking about what Jay presented. We were like, can you imagine, like, as we're boarding, we're like, Telly, why does it say Trump on the side of the boat? Is that Trump's name on the side of the boat? I thought this was Villa Vive Residencies. And how come they playing so much doggone country music?
And then they hand you out a ticket and like, oh, that's great. I wonder what prize they're going to give out.
What'd you say, Telly? Good evening. This is your captain. We're about to make our next stop. If your tickets begin between the numbers 0 and 900, this will be your stop. You need to get off the boat. If your ticket again begins with the number 0 and ends in 900, you need to get off the boat. 0 to 900. This is your stop.
Why
are the black people getting off the boat?
Right. He'd be like, hey, Craig, did you get a ticket? Man, I don't even know what you're talking about. Oh, so they were only passing out the tickets to the black people.
Hey, Robert, you're not getting off? Nope. And my ticket's 1,236. And as we are getting off the boat, this is the sound that we'll hear, y'all.
Turn it up!
Welcome back. Gotcha.
We was wondering when y'all was gonna get here.
We've been waiting for you. Wait a minute. Are we in Ghana? What's going on? Why is everybody wearing kente cloth?
Yeah. And where they shoes?
Gotcha.
They ain't gonna even give us no shoes. They were like, leave your shoes on the boat.
God dog it. You won't be needing those.
I told you, DT, every time they make an announcement, I'm going to the pamphlet. Now, they did not have this when I was.
Look, and look, Christy, she's like, Telly and Denise, we'll see you when you get back. Or did you see the agenda for tonight? Kid Rock is going to be performing at the club tonight. We'll see you when you get back.
Like, look, I don't know. They ain't say when we'll come back, so.
If your ticket begins or is between 0 and 900, this is your stop. Oh, thank you, man, so much for traveling with Villa Vive Residencies. Enjoy.
Hey, Craig, hit us up on our Truth Talking text line and say, what's the name of that boat? Killer the Residence.
We have been bamboozled.
Again. Phew. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, we're not getting on any boats in the 2-5.
No,
let's just stay off the cruise line, y'all.
Yeah. 1 to 4 years, though. That is, wow. Eesh, that's like joining the Navy.
You are going to be getting off the boat.
Yeah.
In Ghana.
Yeah, you might.
They're going to be like, no, look, we couldn't deport y'all, okay? Y'all are a tough bunch of people. We couldn't just tell black people that we were going to deport y'all.
Right.
So we had to make it seem like it was a cruise ship. Gotcha. Ricky, hit him one more again with the introductory. When we get off the boat, they're going to be playing this.
And it moves us on.
It's going to be old. Hey, and then we're going to be like, man, we made another mistake. We thought it was bad before.
Yeah, they like, man, we can't get them Negroes back to Africa without talking about deportation. We got to be more creative.
Right.
I got it. We'll tell them that we're going to take them around the world for 4 years.
For 4 years.
Why is
Sell
nobody
your home.
Else?
You won't need that anymore. Yeah, you don't need it.
For crying. Oh, my gosh.
Sell your car. You don't need it.
Why everybody got kente pants on? That lady ain't got no shirt on. What's
I'm telling you, man, that sounds like the setup of all setups.
Yeah. Shout out to, again, Jay. Thank you for reminding us that, in the words of the great Flavor Flav, don't believe the hype. Now, speaking of black folks winning, Palm Springs has okayed $5.9 million in reparations for black and Latino families whose homes, and this is interesting, were burned. So in a historic move, the Palm Springs City Council voted unanimously last Thursday to approve a settlement offer for the surviving former residents and descendants of a black and Latino neighborhood that was burned to the ground 60 years ago to make way for commercial development, i.e. gentrification.
Wow.
Burnt the black and Latino areas. Now, the settlement includes $5.9 million in direct cash payments to an estimated 1,200 people. It will also include a commitment from the city to explore naming a community park and to establish a cultural healing center and a public monument to honor the legacy of the former residents.
Wow.
Their mayor, Jeffrey Bernstein, says you cannot fix things that happened in the past, but you do going forward is as or more important. What you do. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Cash payments.
Wow. Yeah, I wonder how long they've been working on this, you know, like, because this is clearly not something that just happened overnight. And I'm really, really interested because this is in Palm Springs, California, right?
Correct.
Yeah, yeah. And it's nice out there. But, I mean, I DT, this is so great that I only hope that this is the beginning. And the next,
yes,
the next people that are up will be the people of Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Greenwood area. And, I mean, because I think there's still one surviving.
Passed.
Oh, she just passed. Yeah, she just passed. Yeah, she was like 102 or something like that. But, yeah, so I think it's great. And I think that in collaboration with other cities that suffered the same type of loss, this mayor, Jeffrey Bernstein, and the city of Palm Springs can maybe work with other communities to help, you know, that be the, like, I hope Palm Springs is the first of many. I really do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Maybe Jules has some more insight on our Truth Talking text line, 833-212-1017. Thank you for your patience, Jules. You're live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Good morning. I'm just going to make a comment. You posed a question, what are we going to do for the next 4 years? And so I put together a plan that I wanted to share. Over the next 4 years, since I know that vulnerable populations, i.e. poor folks who look like me, are the ones who are on the menu and will be most likely to be the ones most impacted by what happens over the next 4 years, my plan is to, A, make myself less vulnerable and more resilient, turn this master's degree into a PhD, that's one. B, secure a recession-proof income stream. I suspect or fear that these mass deportations and tariff regimes are going to do a number on the U.S. economy. We'll see. I don't know, but a recession-proof income stream. Still working on figuring out what that is, but that's what I would like to do. And while I'm not leaving this country, but for my mental health and to expand my horizons, I will spend more time exploring other places in the world. I think I'm going to set a goal to buy some property. Maybe a place like Barbados, so I can go there and spend some time when things here get too insane. So that's my plan for the next 4 years. I think I like it. I'm going to go with it. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks, Jules. Hey, I commend you for even having a plan, because a lot of people will go into the future just saying, hey, you know, whatever happens is going to happen. It is what it is. But I've always been told that if you don't have a plan, that means you are planning to fail. So, Jules, it sounds good, and I hope you are able to execute it to the best of your ability.
Yeah, Jules don't be playing.
No.
Jules is a very intentional listener. I love that. I love the intentionality he just brings. And I hope that he trademarked all them bars that he was dropping during the
He said, man, I got plenty more of them.
Man, he was dropping them bars. But going back to the Palm Springs story, you know, reparations in the state of California, which we all know is a 100,000%. Now, that's not a real numerical value, but they are super blue.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't care who's on the ticket. California?
Yeah.
Which, side note, I think Madam Vice President should run for governor of California. But that's just a side note. Mm. I just had to get that off my chest. Anywho, Palm Springs, as we reported earlier, the City Council of Palm Springs, California, voted unanimously last Thursday to approve a settlement offer for the surviving former residents and descendants of a Black and Latino neighborhood that the city burned to the ground 60 years ago in order to make way for commercial development. Mm. This settlement includes $5.9 million in direct cash payments. So there's not going to be any, you know, your first installment. No, this is a direct cash payment. Let's do the math really quick. Let me get my calculator.
Man.
Because I want to divide 5.9 million. Let me see if I can do this.
That's going to be a good day.
Zero.
You go and check your deposit slip of your account. And you see that? Yeah.
Oh, man. That ain't nothing. Everybody going to get about $4,900.
Well, that's $4,900 more than they had before, but
you didn't burn my great-great-grandmama's house down to the ground. You're going to give me 40.
Yeah. I wonder how they come up with the number, though, DT. Like, are they saying or what they felt like the value of the property and stuff was? Or, I mean, how did they, like, I'm wondering, how did they come up with the $5.9 million? Like, because when you think about it now, like, yeah, that seems like a really low number.
Well, the reports say that, let's take a break. Yeah, let's take a break. We come back, because I know Ricky needs for us to take a break. We come back from break. According to Palm Springs Common Council, we're going to share with you how they came up with that number. And this is good information to know, just in case Wisconsin, you're right, ever decides to give black folks or Latina folks reparations. It's probably good to understand how they come up with the number. So stay locked in, and we'll get into the formula of this $5.9 million is being allocated across 1,200 people, which is giving everybody $4,900. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Quick, y'all, we were talking about the most recent reparations agreement in Palm Springs, California, and how they came up with the amount. So the first settlement offer was $4.2 million, Telly, and the residents were like, no. And so then they came back with a newly agreed upon settlement, which is $5.9 million for 1,200 residents, which is about $4,900 before tax to the residents. Now, they based that on a historical context study and estimated the number of homes that were demolished, as well as the value of those homes.
Okay.
I'm just the messenger. Yeah, but that was the formula.
No, I kind of gathered that, because, I mean, of course, there weren't $200,000 homes back then. So I was just kind of wondering, like, all right, how did they come up with that number? But I understand now.
I guess we just going to forget about interest. I guess, okay. All right, I'm done. Tell me how you feel without telling me how you feel. That's my truth of the matter.
My truth of the matter today is one that I want to dedicate to a fraternity brother of mine who suddenly passed away on Saturday night. And his name was Brother Richard Jones Sr. And I'm making this my truth of the matter because it's unfortunate that we have these harsh reminders that tomorrow isn't promised. And it really hit home for me because I was emceeing my fraternity's Founders Day luncheon on Sunday. And Rick Jones was the keynote speaker last year. And he gave, in my opinion, one of the best speeches I have ever heard. And he challenged us to be better people. And he challenged us to make this world a better place and leave it better than what you found it. And it was definitely a tough blow for us. It happened on Saturday night, and we had this luncheon on Sunday. And it just reminded me that, you know, Brother Rick Jones did leave this world a better place than what he found it. And you could just only hope that you have that type of impact, but you can only have that impact by trying to do good while you're here. And so, again, every day that you wake up, there's an opportunity to make it right. And tomorrow isn't promised. So rest in peace, Brother Jones. And that is my truth of the matter.
Yeah, definitely our condolences to you, Telly, and Brother Jones' family. Not really a silly girl. City Girl says sorry for your loss as well, Telly. Thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate you. We appreciate the love, the input. Up next, 9 more hours of live consecutive Milwaukee Black Talk Radio. Make it a great day. Tell somebody you love them. We love you. And Lord willing, we will see and hear y'all tomorrow.
Peace out.